evening, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen. We have one item on the agenda for today, the finalization of the report on the petition that was submitted by the speaker to the committee. As you would remember in the call that we started this process on the 4th of August of 2010. We are urged to finalize the petition by this week so that it can get to the speaker through the House. Good morning, DM. We're sorry to start before you come. In front of you, members, I'm told, members from the Gauteng legislature that are coming to. Am I right? The staff, not the members of the House. They're coming to observe how we conduct our business.
They are here for the workshop, but the workshop starts later.
We're not complaining. We just want to welcome you in our committee. As long as you do not disrupt our activities, that's fine. As normal, the Parliament allows observers to committee meetings because portfolio committee meetings are public gatherings. That's why we're journalists in our meetings. As I've said, today is the finalization of the report on that petition. We have circulated a draft document, honorable members. It is entitled The Processing of the Petition by the Western Cape Land Restitution Claimant. I think that is we need to correct that heading, but that is not the document is not the report itself. It helps to put together all the presentations that have been given to us by the commission and the department. So we will create a heading when we put a final draft of the document to the committee members. Is everybody in possession of the document? Thank you. The document summarizes the processes that we have been following since the beginning of this process. And we are at a stage now that we have to look at whether the commission has answered all the questions in the petition. And secondly, we are considering whether we deem the information submitted to us are sufficient. The information is sufficient for us to be able to finalize the report. And if there are gaps, then obviously there are three reps of the department here. We will, and the DM is also here. So we will then request that information if we deem the information not adequate. The trick here is to use the document in front of us and look at it as against the petition itself so that we are able to find out whether the information in the petition is responded to adequately by the department. And once we have finalized that process, we then can finalize our report to the House. And then, of course, we would expect that the recommendations we submit to the House will get to the claimants in a form of a report of the House via the speaker to the people who submitted a petition to the there are three areas in the petition that we need to deal with. One, there are specific claims that we need to check whether the department has responded to, specifically, like Old Bay, Constantia, Rapkral, all those areas. We need to be able to say, in terms of Constantia, did the commission adequately respond to that? And if they have, then dispense with that and prepare a response that will go to the House via the Speaker to them. Then the second area is a general area of the conduct of the commission towards claimants. Things like delays of processing of claims, things like the dying of people whilst waiting for their responses, things like the conduct of the officials of the commission in treating the people that are complaining about their own claims, things like allowing developers onto land that has a claim to start developing. So we deal with those aspects. And the last one is the general area where people who do not necessarily have a specific claim but are generally feel excluded. They generally feel excluded from the process of claims. In this category, we have people who are regarded by the commission as non-claimants at all because their claims do not fall within the context of the claim itself. But also, the fact that some claims fall outside the cutoff date of 1913, and some of them fall outside the cutoff date of 1998. I'm not sure whether people follow me on that one. There are people who feel that 1913 was a wrong cutoff date as a criterion to lodge a claim, because the people who lost land before 1913, and they feel that to have been excluded on that basis is wrong. So they need the state to open the process for them to be able to claim, lay the claim. But there are those that did not claim after the closing date of 1998. So those three broad areas are the ones that we need to deal with, both to the House and via the House to the claimant. We have received numerous documents from the department responding to these three broad areas. What the commission, I'll summarize responses of the commission on the second one. Remember I said there are three. One, specifically two, they are those of the conduct of the commission. Three, the general complaint of the claimant. On the second one of the conduct, the commission had denied any, in all the submissions they've made, they've denied any conduct that is unbecoming. They also deny that they are allowing developers onto the land under claim. They have reported on a particular development, and they have explained the context of that. Now, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, it is not for us to decide whether that particular one is correct or not. We need to report on it. They also have invited, they've invited the claimants to specifically indicate and give them reports about particular officials that are corrupt, that have a conduct that is unbecoming of their professional standing, and so on. We have not since received those particular direct accusations on direct behavior of officials. We have not. So because of that, the report that we have is the only one we can go by. On the delays and the losing of judgment. The commission was at pains to explain that yes, there are documents that have been lost, but later she says no documents were lost. She did give us those two responses. As to which particular documents were lost, nobody can say which particular documents, but she did say anybody who claims any document has been lost from her office must come forward. She did say that. Because in her mind, all the documents that were submitted to her are available. Well, of course, then she goes by the documents that are in the file in her office, not any other document that is not in the file. But the most curious part is the one that says every claim in the office has a file number. So all those that have file numbers can be processed or are being processed. But those that have no numbers, the people cannot claim to be claimants because there are no file numbers. It's a difficult one, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, because there's no information at our disposal from both the claimants and the department that can assist us to put our finger down on which document is missing, which document has been lost. But we can only process the direct information on item number one, which is specific claims that have names and places, and process those. Ladies and gentlemen, can we proceed to what particular claims were dealt with and where one is, because they are listed. They are in the document that you did receive previously. For ease of reference, we have circulated the document. Has everybody brought the copy with them? They are listed on the slide number two. The first one is Constantia. And there's a specific report on Constantia. You see, what perhaps is the difficulty in this, the way the commission has reported on this matter. The commissioner specifically said that there are individuals who are listed in the petition, who are signatories to the petition, who purport to be claimants in Constantia, in Stellenbosch, Kirstenbosch, Clermont, Newlands, Glover, Hood Hood, Windermere, Kensington, and Old Bay, F10535, Retreat, and Mr. Adam, or M. Adam. She says that they have no proof. Those that are signatory have no proof that they are claimants in those claims. The commission's report indicates that those claims are legitimate claims of the areas listed, but that the signatories have no proof that they are part of those claims. That's her response. Were you maybe? Are you puzzled? Okay. No, but you see, my interest now is to say, she may say that they have no claim, or they have no proof that they are claimant. But how far is each claim in that list? Because it's not enough to say they have no proof that they are claimant. She has to say, okay, in Constantia, this is the process. This is where the issue is. And that information is in the first document of the 4th of August. To prove with DM that we have been on this thing for too long. We have so many documents on this thing. And the majority of the time that we have to cross-reference. She has listed the names of the people who are claimants on Constantia. She has given us that list on the document of the 4th of August. And then she has also listed the number of beneficiaries. And she says that the status of that claim is that it is at a negotiation stage for the land to be released, and that some people are choosing alternative form of compensation, like financial compensation. And because this is still at negotiation stage, there's no settlement yet. Now, the department has given us an assurance that they will give us a final report so that we can include that final report in our final report on each of these claims. It's up to us, honorable members, to decide whether we are satisfied with the information such that we will report as the information is available and not wait any longer for further information. It's up to us. I hand over the matter to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I know that this has been discussed in the previous meeting when the Commissioner did not attend. I think the challenge of this all is that We can write a report to Parliament and get this over and done with. But what are we going to tell the claimants? Because the problem is that we didn't move from there. We must either then decide to do this in a two process kind of way, by writing a report to Parliament to say that we just could not finish this because of the lack of communication from the department of whatever we want to mention it, but then have a separate process in trying to assist the claimants, because it's not going to assist the claimants. And I think that's why they came to us in the first place, is that they cannot get any answer. So I'm trying to find out if we do the reporting, if we can do that, then a second process and trying still to assist the claimants, because is that part of our job description or not? Because I'm just reading in this one on the 4th of August, Chairperson, I have that report from the part or the commissioner. And under the challenges there, it says land released by a municipality is a challenge. I actually met with persons in the City of Cape Town municipality to ask what's going on. They said that they've never been asked for the land. So what is our role now? I'm not going to solve this for the commission. I'm just saying, I went there because of this challenge. I showed them report. I said, this is what the commissioner is telling us. So what is the issue? They said they have maps with all land claims identified in their areas. They have never been asked for the land. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable Member, Ms. Lane has asked two different questions. Maybe in your response, we have to deal with both of them. She asked the question, or she puts two options on the table. One option, we finalize the report as it stands, so that we report to the House that we do not have adequate information regarding this matter. For example, who is negotiating with whom? On which piece of land? So if the claimants are going to say we want financial compensation, usually that happens when they do not want the land. They choose not to take the land. But the land should be available or not available depending on how encumbered it is. So, yes, we can't take that option ourselves. It must be taken by the claimant via the department's interaction with them. That's what we need to say to the House. Do we say to the House, we can't take it forward beyond this point because we're unable to go through with the information given to us? Yes, Ms. Wanyamabi. And the second one, of course, is what is our role in taking the matter forward?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I agree that we need to write a report as a committee with the information that has been provided to us, because according to my understanding, the department responded to the questions that we forwarded to them. So the information that has been submitted to us, I think, is enough for us to write the report to be tabled to Parliament. Secondly, Chair, I think after that, the committee has got the right to identify issues that we need to make follow-ups on with the department, so that at the end of the day, we make sure that really all the issues that we're not satisfied with are being addressed. Then the other one, Chair, I think we need to, on the issue of the land that has been said by Honorable Stein, I don't like us to entertain it, because the committee has got the right to invite both the commission and the municipality to be part of this meeting, so that at the end of the day we get the clarity of which is the truth on what the commission has said with regards to the land, getting the response from the department. But for now, I think we have to just to pack it. But the information that we have suffices that you can complete your report and table it and identify issues that you can make the follow-up with. But also, the responses are on the documents that we have. I don't think that there's anything new that the commission can tell us about, unless if they were lying to us. I'm sorry to say that.
than the responses that were provided to us. I think those are the responses that we need to give to the petitioners, and also identify issues that, according to, on this issue, we're still going to make a follow-up with the department, so that at the end of the day, we know that if they promise to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 by this time, then they will be able to do that. We will track on that, whether they are able to implement what they've indicated they will do to us.
We can only, I don't know, maybe let me give space to the members. More members talking on the matter? Yes, Nkosi Ahmed.
Thanks, Chair. I think we have really stretched this too far now. For me, Chair, I think we ought to compile the report. Compiling the report to the Speaker. I think on the issues being raised, the claimants will get the report through the Speaker's office. It's not for us to be engaging them directly. Our duty was to ensure that we engage the department, get the information from the commissioner, and compile the report so we submit it to the speaker. On that, we can only work on the information that has been provided to us. It's just under a year now that we've had this petition sitting with us, and the department has provided us with information that hasn't been sufficient, but we can't waste any more time. I think we ought to compile the report and submit it as it is, based on what has been provided to us. Thank you, Chair.
I'm just wondering, honorable members, maybe you could guide me on this. I'm imagining a situation where we are submitting a report to the House. Let's take Constantia. We report to the House that Constantia is at the negotiation stage, because that is what is written in the document to us. Now, somebody in the department need to say to us who is negotiating with whom. Because if we say to the House, it is at negotiation stage, there must be parties to negotiation. How do we say that to the Speaker when we don't know whether there is negotiation taking place or not? DM? I suggest that, Chair, maybe the committee should consider, as you have indicated, that you have the information. This is the basis for a report. However, there are gaps. If there are gaps, as you are already asking the question, we give the department a very clear time frame, even if it means a week, that they come with all that information. If they do not come, you'll work on the basis of what is there, because you have identified gaps on what they have given. That would be my proposal. It's clear from what you're saying, even before everybody interrogates, there are certain gaps which you have noted. Just deal with those gaps and say, like you are saying, who's negotiating with who? Give us all that information. Otherwise, you have given us information in part, but it's not enough. So, and then even if you give people 2 or 3 days to give that information, so be it. Otherwise, you can't deal with this matter ad infinitum. You can't. Thank you, dear. Because when the follow-up of Luku,
Ngiyabonga hlala ake ngikhulume. Ukwenza i-report sinongabazi okungaba singenelisiwe ama-report avele kwi-department kuzosibekaphi? Yini engazimbela ukuba senze i-oversight siye lapha sibize u-commissioner wethu sicele maybe i-executive yalabo bantu abaclaima lihlale phansi nabo sizi ukuthi yini edaluba ngaqhubekeki. Bese kuthi mase sithole leyo report kubona bese sithi-ke singayenza i-report sesizwile ukuthi bona bathini ngapha bathini. Ngoba ukubuyisela kwi-department sithe siyinikeza iy'nsuku vele ayizukwenza lutho ngoba isiyehlulekile for such a long time. Sinalo ilungelo lokwenza i-oversight kodwa ingagcina isiza nimasidila nayo lapho kwi-boardroom kuze kube sigcine sikhiphe i-report ngoba uspeaker uletha kuthina ngoba azi ukuthi ithina kumele sifinalize le nto ma sibuye sibuyela kwenza ithi asikwazi ukuyifinalize yini esibambayo. Ngiyabonga hla.
Remember is reiterating the issue that has been raised earlier that it may be difficult for us to finalize the report with these gaps. Maybe we could pursue it in a different way, maybe via the oversight. Ms. Wenyamabile had indicated earlier that to close the gaps, we could call on the parties to each claim. Maybe, for instance, in this case, the department and the municipality, if the piece of land is in the hands of the municipality, and ask them what stops them from finalizing the release of that land so that the claimants could have access to it. Whereas Osizulu is suggesting that maybe we should go there physically and pull all the people together and finalize it there on site. Ms. Dain was in doubt as to whether we can take steps beyond what the committee has the responsibility to do. But at the end, everybody agrees that we need to finalize the report and then point out the gaps on for follow-up purposes. But I'd like your conclusive decision on this one, because you have parts of the decision, each one was spoken now. We want a comprehensive one, or do you want to give me the latitude to conclude? Yes, Ms. Dain.
Chairperson, I listened to the Deputy Chief, the Deputy Minister and all the other responses. My concern is we gave the department an opportunity. Did we ask them specifically what was outstanding? Did we give them a request of questions that was outstanding? If we didn't do that specifically, to say that, like the Deputy Minister was saying, who is negotiating, what is the... If we didn't do that, we might take that option as a last resort. I'm just worried, Chairperson, that we're going to drag this thing longer. I know that in last time I made a note here somewhere that the Commissioner wrote back that they wrote to the claimants the document is available. The Commissioner wrote back to us, how was the paragraph B above communicated to the claimant? That was the question I presume that we asked. And the response was, the Commissioner informed the stadium family by convening a meeting and written communicate. Copies are readily available on file. Why doesn't they give us the copies if it was so readily available? That's my problem. Chair, I'm really... And you know what? This thing was given in my name, which is fine. It's fine. Thousands of people from the Western Cape are sending me requests now because they know that we're involved in this. This is not the only claimants, and that's why I said last time, we're opening up a big thing. We need to decide, Are we now going to call on people and say, come forward? That was my question. What is our involvement in this? So, if it's so readily available, are we going to ask more questions? I think we are kind of, we must start. We're now going to open this thing, but then we must know. We're going to get much more people if people know that this portfolio is going to become involved in this petition, because they are not the only people that's unhappy. Thank you, Chair.
An elephant, one piece at a time. So our responsibility is to finish this one first. That is in front of us. This was the move.
Jurisdiction here, because we're talking about the department. We seem to have stopped talking about the Western Cape Land Claim Commissioner, and we're talking about the department not having given us information. And the issue of oversight, you know, was about the, I think it was about the Western Cape Land Claims Commission. So my question is, who is playing around with us here? Is it the department? Is it the Land Claims Commission? Is it both? My conclusion about whether or not we report is that we don't have anything to report. We don't have enough to report. All we're doing is becoming, as this is what I said last time, we're being used as a vehicle to give incomplete reports to Parliament on behalf of a department that doesn't take us seriously, or a land claims commissioner that doesn't take us seriously enough to show up and come and give a full report. Mm. And I'm not comfortable with that. I don't want to be used like that. I think we can only report when we have the answers to the questions that we have, and if we still have questions and no one bothers to show up to answer them, then we have nothing to report. I know it's a problem that this is dragging on. It's not our fault it's dragging on. We've met repeatedly to discuss this matter. We are not responsible. And we as a parliament are going to look like we're not here to represent people, like we can't advocate on their behalf and intercede on their behalf if we allow the uselessness and the disorganization of these two bodies to influence the way we report back to the Speaker.
The delegation from Gauteng is asking to be excused at 10:50. So when you see them standing up and leaving, don't think that they are rude. They are here on a mission. Thank you. I have said to members, please let's take a decision. Because there are three proposals which are talking to each other, although they don't necessarily give us the answer. Three of them. One, let's collate the information that we have now and identify the gaps and report as such. We say, in constantia, we have been given a list of claimants. We have been told what properties are being claimed. And we are told that the commission is negotiating for the release of that land. As yet, the commission does not know which of the claimants in that list are opting for financial compensation or land. And then we report that to the House. But then there's a contrary view that says, don't submit a report to the House if the information is not complete. Both parties I sympathize with. I sympathize with a body of members that says, we have been on this petition for too long. We can't stretch it beyond this point. And we have been toing and froing on this issue. We have been saying to the Commission, give us information about this piece, and then they come back and give us information on that piece. Then we raise questions on that information, and they come back and give us. It has been going on and on. If you look at the document that was submitted to us on the 10th of November, the committee asked three questions and the answers were on the, in the document submitted on the 16th of November. And the committee then said information is not adequate. They came back in February, I think, with more information. But basically, the basic question that was in the petition is still not finalized. The answers to the questions may have been answered, given, but the basic question on the petition itself has not been finalized. That is why we said, on Constantia, we have the facts. We can report. The unfortunate part is that we do not know the negotiations result, because it's still being negotiated. So we can do the follow-up that Ms. Nguyenyamabila is suggesting. We can report that this is where it is now, and then make a follow-up to say, Commission, give us a report at what stage is the negotiation, who is negotiating with who, and so that they give us a report on that one. We go on to Stellenbosch. The Stellenbosch report is on the document of the 4th of August. You have it in front of you. You gave it away?
My copy.
To Gauteng?
No, no.
Okay. On Stellenbosch, that report also says on slide number 2, it is also at the negotiation stage. And they say here, negotiations have not come to any conclusion as yet. So you find that the Stellenbosch case is the same as Constantia case. You will find that if we go to Clermont Newlands, it says there's a draft. The negotiation is taking place. They are awaiting the release of land by the City of Cape Town, and the Department of Public Works is researching, Department of Public Works. Their research for financial claims award is taking place. Now again, here, we can take the same route and say, this is the report we have, and then go beyond that point and say, who is negotiating with who for that land. So it's the same situation. One good thing about these things is that the Commission has acknowledged the fact that all the claims are legitimate. They also have given us the list of the claimants in each of them. On Hood Bay, it's the same. Old Bay, they even say that now they want an alternative piece of land for Old Bay. And on Old Bay, there are two groups there. There's a group that has already settled on financial compensation. Another group says they want the land. On Kirstenbosch, the claim has been settled, and the cost is 805,000 rand. But if you look at the number of beneficiaries, it's 46. And the property description is listed there, loss of property. People are claiming Bishop's Court, number 6 Bishop's Court. On Rapgra, 24 beneficiaries, and there's a property, and all of them have been, 4 of them have been settled and 4 unsettled. They're looking for alternative land and negotiating financial compensation. So we can use this report of the 4th of August as the basis of our report, and then do the follow-up beyond that point. But how do we recommend to the House? Do we recommend that we do a follow-up on the gaps that we have identified? Is that what they are suggesting? Agreed? Thank you very much. I'm moving forward. We dispensed with item 1 and 2, so we need to go to item 3. Yes, Chief?
No, Chair. I just wanted to check on the areas where the information is not enough. Is it a particular area, or is it in all the areas?
Well, so, you look at the report of the 4th of August.
Yes.
All of
them. Okay.
When an official is as incompetent as reflected in this document, you charge him or her for incompetence and non-performance. Let's go to item 3. The same frustration now that other members are feeling. Item 3 is beyond the scope of the Commission. It's a constitutional matter. The organizations in the Western Cape are suggesting that the cut-off date of 1913 was wrong because it excluded the Western Cape, because 1913 Land Act, following the Union of South Africa of 1910, was dealing with the expropriation of land outside the Western Cape. In the Western Cape, people had already lost the land before 1913. So why are they excluded? Now, obviously, the committee can raise the matter to the House that contention by the people of the Western Cape, represented by this organization listed here, could be examined differently, not like the other claims, and then take and recommend that we pursue, or that the House pursues that matter in a different course. Agreed? Ms. Wanyamabila, I'm stuck, like you. I see you looking at me and say, we're not moving forward. I know, but what can we do? The third item is not the fault of the Commission. She can't handle it. It is a matter that is constitutional. It is a matter that can be dealt with by an act of Parliament. It's not a matter that can be dealt with by us as a committee or by the Commission. So we can recommend to the House that it be dealt with differently. But we can include it in the report. I'm awaiting the committee members to raise an issue, because we have come to an end of the issues on the items. We must pursue it in the manner in which the committee members have suggested.
Chairperson, if we've concluded this, I just wanted to ask on our program for the meetings, because I think we've missed a few now.
We had the secretary and myself have agreed that we will pursue the issue of the program in the meeting of next week. But if we have enough time today, we can deal with it. But I thought that we will put to rest the issue of the petition and say this is now the course we're taking. Then we can get to the program. Or maybe I'm belaboring the point. because it's been concluded. Is that the case?
It is concluded. What is the cause?
Well, the conclusion, which I, if I listen carefully, everybody who spoke on the matter, is that let us compile the report based on the information we have in front of us and identify those gaps which need to be followed up and submit that report to the House with the specific recommendation. Alternatively, we can still write the report, identify the gaps, and go back to the department and say, give us answers within 3 days on 1, 2, 3, 4 of those gaps that we've identified before we submit it to the House. And then once the information has been given to us, within those 3 days, we then complete the report and submit it. If the department is not giving us the report on those gaps identified, we still submit our report to the House with particular recommendations on how the department must be dealt with by the House. That is what the committee members are suggesting. Can I take it therefore that is the decision of today? Thank you very much. As for the program, for next week, which is the 16th, is it the 16th? Session ends on the 31st of March, this first quarter of the year, because all parties want to go out and campaign. You see, the Chief Whip is only arriving now because he has been inundated by calls of councillors who want to be on the list instead of the other one. So the House, the Parliament has taken a view that says we must work until the 31st of March. So between now and the 31st of March, we have got three meetings. The one of the 16th, which will deal with the stakeholders of the farm workers and farm dwellers. We have invited organizations to come and share with us their own views about the condition of people working on farms, farm workers and farm dwellers. I just want to look at the list of the organizations that we have invited for next week. The invitation has gone to Nkunzi from Limpopo, FAU, the National Union of Food and Allied Workers. We have invited COSATU. We have invited AFRA from KZN. We have invited AgriSA, the National Body of Farmers. We also have invited TAU, the Transvaal Agriculture Union. We have invited an organization from Mpumalanga called Lamosa. We also have invited an organization from Free State called Frudaso. We have invited a Northern Cape organization called ANCRA. We have invited another organization from Mpumalanga called TREC. In the Western Cape, we invited SPP. And Plus, and TCOE, and Women on Farms. Those are the organizations in the Western Cape. We also have invited the Department to bring especially their aspect of land rights management facility. We have invited the Legal Resources Center, we've invited Lawyers for Human Rights, we've invited the Land Bank, we've invited SALGA, we have invited NAFU, we have invited FEDUSA. Yes, yes, we have invited FEDUSA. We have invited an organization called Human Rights Commission. We have invited the Commission on Gender Equity. Those are the organizations we have invited. Oh, for UB, UCT. Okay. So those are the organizations we have invited. Now, please, honorable members, give us guidance. If you know of an organization that is not in this list, because we seek to exclude nobody. Yes.
Chair, I was just wondering, I've heard you mention COSATU, and FAO is also an affiliate of COSATU. Now, as I'm sitting here as an ex four schools under racer, I was just thinking of, what about them? Because in farmers, you do get them.
I do not know what you're referring to. I don't know whether you are referring to the Department of Education or you're referring to on an organization operating.
The organization, whether
farm schools.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are also teachers there.
Yeah, no, but give us the name of the organization that we should invite. We can invite individual teachers on the farm.
No. Maybe you can invite SATU, by the way, or just the national organization which will represent teachers.
I don't disagree,
but I'm just in a bit of a quandary, because you did say that if we have COSATU, we shouldn't have invited.
No, I don't say we shouldn't have invited them. I'm saying that. I'm just thinking that, can't we also invite a teacher organization, whether it is that or...
Okay, fine. Ms. Sting.
Chairperson, I'm not saying we mustn't invite them. I'm just having a query. If are they going to represent farm dwellers or farm workers, or would they just be coming onto the farm to teach their children? Because that's just my concern on this.
Mr. Chair, the discussion about COSATU has just reminded me that I feel that as MPs we spend a lot of time inviting unions and organizations that represent employed people, but we never invite people who are unemployed. And there are movements around the country, there's the unemployed people's movement, and I would argue that every single time we interview or we invite a workers' union of some kind, we must have the equal and opposite movement for unemployed people, which will represent their interests as well, so that we're not just speaking to one side of the story. As I said, I can only offer one example. I can look through my own database and see what I can find, because we are in touch with a few, and I can find out from my research if there is a rural unemployed people's movement as well, because I think that would give us a much more rounded picture. Thank you.
No, I thought, Chair, people in these processes would either come and present, some of them would make submission, whatever. But I thought the motivation was to say there has been a lot of serious disputes in the farms around the issue of schools in particular. And the teachers there are more informed than anybody else. Sometimes it becomes an issue between the teachers and the farmer around a particular school. Therefore, we must just say the education-related bodies, which would mean just across, without declaring form or whatever, you'd find that there might be three or four main bodies who would want to make names of all the issues that are not in the list, and we will welcome those names and addresses, and then we will invite them. We seek to exclude nobody. We want to understand the farm dwellers' situation, farm workers' plight. We want to understand how their children are disadvantaged growing out in the farm. I was born in a farm myself, and I was lucky that my father took me out of the farm when I was 8 years old, and that's the only time I had to go to school when I was 9 years old. So there are people who die on the farm having never been to a city. Thank you very much. Your privilege of coming to the meeting gives you a right to speak on this matter. Whip, because he's the chief whip of UDM. Noted, Mr. Chitelo as well.
No, Sebezin, really, you caught me unaware, really. I never expected to say anything, really, because I'm still cycling as I just arrived in the meeting.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Chitelo. Thank you, Chair. I'm coming to this meeting that I love, but unfortunately, I'm not attending quite often. I just want to find out about these invitations. When is the last day? Because there are some farmers that I would like you to invite for the 60th. I just want to find out when is the due for invitations.
Chitelo, I would like you to explain a little bit about these farmers, whether they are not represented by the organizations of farmers as listed. We have NAFU, we have got AgriSA, we have got TAU.
Yeah, I see NAFU. NAFU comes mostly in the northwest. But we have another one that's called Buruakomo. Buruakomo. And it's not mentioned in the list.
And they are not
represented
in any of it?
No.
You would be aware. Honorable members, you would be aware that the department has released a document on tenure reform, which is being debated by the public out there. Some people would, when they hear about this meeting on engagement of the, we're trying to do what looks normally like a public hearing. The difference between this one and the public hearing is that we are not dealing with that bill yet. We're just dealing with a matter that we dealt with in the past year and 2 years, the conditions and the plight of farm workers and farm dwellers and how displaced they, how the working conditions. One relative of mine was telling me 2 weekends ago that he lived all his life on the farm, and he's even been given cattle by the farmer. But one day the farmer says to him, "Your 2 bulls are finishing my grass. Get rid of them." The cattle that are welcome on the farm are the ones that are milked in the milk shed, and your bulls are not. They're not contributing anything to my milk, therefore get rid of them. He was telling me this because he was saying he's near retirement now. The only possession he's got is the cattle. And so if he gets rid of those cattle, well, he's left with nothing. But I said to him, look, take them to another farm if they're welcome on another farm. But don't sell them if you feel so strong about keeping them. We're trying to find out what is the stand. You see, the purpose of that meeting of next week is to do 3 things. One, what are the conditions of those people out there on those farms? We want to understand what those conditions are, because it will help us to understand whether that bill that is being circulated by the department does adequately deal with those conditions or not. Two, we want to understand what are the legal issues, or what is the framework, legal framework, that has been created by Parliament for the protection of those people, and check whether there is infrastructure in the department to deal with those conditions. If somebody is doing something about those conditions, and who is that person who's doing something about those conditions, and do these people feel adequately protected? Then the last purpose of that is to, for the committee, in terms of our own job, like Ms. Mazumbuka has said, we represent the nation and all segments of the nation. And this particular segment, ordinarily, under ordinary circumstances, not being dealt with by us. We talk about the pressures that come from us, from urban dwellers, not from farm dwellers. They do not have an organization, they do not have a voice, and therefore they are marginalized. So if we can place their light onto the agenda, it will help serve them. So that meeting is to collect that information, and once we've got that information, then we can table a report to the department and the House to say, this is what needs to be done. Can I close on this matter? Yes, that is very good.
Thank you, Chairman. While I was listening when you read the names of the organization, I wondered then if there's an organization representing the shack dwellers, I wonder if then they could be part of the upcoming.
You know that I always welcome contributions, but if you can explain to me shack dwellers. You're talking about people living in shacks?
Yeah.
On farm.
Outside farms. No, they're calling themselves Abasalba from John Doro. They are not in farms. They are farmed mostly in this around suburbs as well as the in the rural areas where they are. The areas where they are, the areas are adjacent to the towns and cities.
I'm not disagreeing. I just want the members to consider this matter and decide whether we are not stretching the purpose beyond our area of focus. You see, because once we do that, Chief, we will be confronting other issues, like we need housing, we want jobs, and so on. That's not what we're focusing right now. We're focusing on people who are still on farms. There is a need for people. Perhaps the department, the portfolio committee on human settlement can deal with that, because there is a serious matter in our country. We have, over years now, have been observing that when farmers decide that producing food is no longer financially rewarding, so they decide that they change the farm into a game farm. Normally, a game farm is for tourism and increasing number of animals. In fact, somebody was telling me that the animals that we have in our country today are more than double the number of animals there were on the country in 1940. That's how many animals we have. But more animals is good, but then less workers on the farm. And workers then move on to the shacks than that the Kabeku is talking about. The state, as the responsible organ of our nation, is confronting another complication. These people have got only farm skills. They only can survive on farm conditions, not in urban settings, not in the shack area. So the survival skills to make ends meet is not on the land, because they live in shacks now. They do not have the land. They die of AIDS. They die of criminals dying, preying on them, and so on. So there has to be some kind of way we deal with the new circumstances of these people when they get out of farms. We have so many such people in our country today. But it's not our focus. the unfortunate thing, because we're still focusing on those that are still on the farm, not when they get out. Another department, another portfolio committee can deal with that. We can work with them to understand the problems they encounter when they leave the farms, but we can't take it upon ourselves. Dear?
No, Chair, I was saying maybe it's broader. It's one of those issues which you said there might not be our focus for now. When we're dealing with the earlier item, the issue, for instance, which you raised of some people saying we were closed outside by 1913, the claims themselves, the dates. But I think even here, the principle applies. There still needs to be a debate about land use. Can you just allow people to turn arable land, when you're talking about food security, turn arable land into just game farms? And I think there is that debate. The UN has started that question of the debate that arable land is shrinking. And not because the land is not there, but it's turned into other uses. So I think that debate at some stage might have to come back. But I think for now, let's just focus on what you are telling us. And I would agree that the issue of Abakhlalwas and Jondolo is more about the housing crisis than the issue we're dealing with, the issue of the farm dwellers. So I would agree with that.
Thank you very much. Ms. Tate, your original question was, how does our program look like now? So we were explaining for next week, this is the kind of preparation we have to make. We will circulate, I think we did have some reports about evictions from the land rights management facility. Excuse me, last year, yes. Go back to that document, read it. In fact, when we read that document, we were comparing it with the document that we received on the previous year. And we thought that that facility only deals with cases of farm dwellers taking the farm, or the farmer taking the farm dweller to court. It's not dealing with those that fall within the cracks. So this meeting of next week may deal with that. But then the following week, Ms. Day, deals with the following week we're dealing with the capacity building workshop, oversight role of the committee and to the department and all stakeholders, entities reporting to the committee. We have the commission, we've got Ngonyama Trust, we've got the department, we also have three. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, honorable members, whether we should not combine that meeting, because if we are going to be general on that workshop dealing with that matter, we may as well link it up with the one that we did not do on the, which was scheduled for the 16th of February, the one that deals with, on the 9th of February, the one on the pieces of land given to communities that are not being used or settled. You remember we had asked for this information. Instead of having a workshop on oversight function only, put a topic, tangible topic on the table and deal with that. I'm proposing that, because if we don't, we have been having these workshops for too long now. So talking in the air about our function may not be helpful. Can we prepare that one? And that will be then for the 23rd of March. Can we do that? And then we will, because remember that we still have an oversight report. The oversight report that we dealt with was the one on the trip to Malawi. We have not dealt with the one on the recent trip to Northern Cape and Limpopo. So we'll bring it there as well. The draft report will be circulated. Fortunately, this time you're going to get it 2 weeks before the date. And then the last one for the session. Yes.
Chair, can I propose that on that day of the workshop we invite the National Treasurer, because we know that we're not coming back, we're going to deal with this trade plan and budget issue, so that we can highlight some of the things that we need to consider when dealing about budget for the president of the department. We can also invite the AG just to also guide us as members of the committee.
Would it not be wise to separate the matter then? Instead of having a workshop on that, we can say, okay, let's consider the oversight report for the trip to Northern Cape and Limpopo, and then separate it from the meeting you're talking about, so that we then consider those matters that are. Remember, we asked the department to go back and tell us how many jobs they will be creating and how those jobs will be created in which particular pieces of land. We have asked the department to do that, so we will deal with that when we come back, but we would ask the department to prepare that. It will be included in the strategy plan, isn't it? Yes. I'm putting a proposal on the table regarding your matter. I'm saying separate the two. Let's have a workshop on oversight, then we have them, the two organizations we are talking about. Then another meeting on the report on the trip should be set. That's what I'm suggesting. Are you agreeing or not? I'm not asking Ms. Gwenyumabila alone. I'm asking the members. I was hoping I was not dragging the meeting beyond the call of duty, but matters are becoming stickier and stickier.
Chairperson, I'm thinking if it would be better to have the department with us when we discuss the report, because we are actually discussing matters of oversight, and we will be having a training or workshop where the department is going to be present on oversight. So wouldn't the report that we will be discussing not be a good example also maybe to use in on discussions of what it is that we actually want? Because a lot of the things that when we went on this last oversight trip, there was a lot of things that were missing when we got there. So wouldn't it be better if we do actually discuss the report there and we can highlight things so that together with the department they can understand what it is that we actually look for when we go on this oversight people. I'm thinking strategically, but wouldn't it be better if we discuss it while we are in a practical workshop?
That we will talk to them about it and we'll see. You see, DM, there's a development that is becoming problematic for us. We visited the Eastern Cape, and we visited KZN. We went to see particular areas where the department has said to us they are working on. We discovered that there were certain things that were undertaken by the provinces on your behalf, which are not necessarily in line with the Comprehensive Rural Development Program approach. We then came back and compiled the report and submitted it to the House with particular recommendations. Part of those recommendations have indicated that the department must then go back to those particular projects which are undertaken in your name, which are conflicting with the approach of comprehensive rural development approach. We have received nothing so far. We have been receiving, for instance, in the Eastern Cape, we have received a message that says, the place we visited in Solo, I think, was in Solo that area. We went to, when it was raining and we could not get to the field. And we got a report that indicated that, Gumbuya, that in fact the road is still like exactly like we left it then. No improvement. So the difficulty of getting to the field is still the same for the people there. And you know that it's not the work of the rural development to fix the roads, but they do so in partnership with public works. But the provincial department that is supervising the work on your behalf is unable to persuade their colleagues in public works to fix those roads. Sometimes you have a jurisdictional problem that says the district is the responsible party to fix the road. It's not the public works, and vice versa. So, but work is not taking place in your projects because your counterparts in the province are not playing ball like you make us believe. When Ms. Tain was talking about whether we should invite the department to come to these meetings so that we tell them this is how oversight is done and this is the kind of things that we are encountering in the process of oversight, they should be able to say what is the update to those. But I was thinking, Ms. Tain, that writing to them about them giving us update on those particular things is a separate matter to our own workshop and their understanding of oversight. And I was thinking that maybe we should consider whether we should have our own workshop and they can observe what would be required, essential task for them when we do the work, instead of them involving them in our workshop. I'm drawing to a close now, unless there's somebody who needs to know the matter.
Chairperson, yes, you haven't gotten to the last week, so I don't know what we have on. I'm just concerned about, I don't know what's on the last week, but stick with the commission, and there was still this point of finalization of the term end of their contract and what is going to happen, because I know that this is one of the things that also was highlighted in the Western Cape petition. So I don't know what is planned for the last week. I'm just concerned of meeting with the commission before the end of term and if we got some indication from the minister or from the commissioner themselves of what's going to happen.
I wish we said separate that and included in the follow-up for the issues that we would already raise on the petition, instead of including it in this one. Because the last meeting, you remember, we invited the deeds registry and the surveyor general to come to us and about the work that they are doing and why the delay is on the Surveyor General's work. So we could give them that last week of March and leave the commission until we get a report from the department. DM, we have seen adverts in the newspaper. We also have received reports about commissioners' contract expiring and not going to be renewed. We worry when we read these things in newspapers before we have been briefed by the department. So we leave the matter for you to report or brief us about what's going on. We're not asking the question now. It will be prudent of you to proactively brief us about what's going on. Thank you. The meeting should be over by now. Thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned.
I'll be quick.
Yeah.
Did the secretary receive the SIU investigation proclamation that my researcher sent to her? And has any decision been taken about whether we'll be requesting a progress report?
I was thinking that we are going to, when we discuss in the management meeting with the chairperson, and then we'll decide on whether we deal with it in the next term when you come back as members.
Okay.